Let us just start from the Bereise and Kuftes Amid Beis. Tana Rabbonon Minayin Lekoyin Shebo Makriv Kol Bonoisov B'choleis V'cholsho Sheyirtze. Even though the Kahanim were divided up in Mishmores, Chav Dalet Mishmores, And each Mishmar had its week to do the Avodah, and they had the privilege to do the Avodah, to divide up the Avodah between that Mishmar. But a Kohen from a different Mishmar, Shabo, Umakim, Kabonoise, Bechol Eis, Bechol Shor, Shayyotze. A Kohen from a different Mishmar that wants to come, Bimakim, his Kabonis, so he's entitled to do this, Talmud Loima, Ubo b'chol avasnafshe v'sheyes. So here it says that he can come whenever he wants, and he can do the avode. He's not mishubit to that mishma. U'meinayim shavoidoso v'oiro sheloi. How do we know that the boso and the oir of the kolben, which is also a privilege of the mishma, that they're chaylik and achilas bosor and the oir. So how do we know that it belongs to him? Tamaloima, v'ish es kadoshov lo yiyu. That he has a schus in the kotshe hamigdosh, which is the bosor and the oir. So we mentioned yesterday, we could understand the second aloche in two eifanim. One oifen we can understand that this is a poil yoytze from the first halacha. That means be'emesin, the schus, achilas basar and oil belongs to the makrif. Whoever has the entitled to be makrif as the schus akrove is a schus achila. Normally the mishma has a schus akrove, so the mishma has a schus achila. Here it says that a kohen from a different mishma is uba b'chol avas nafshei. So he has a schus hakrave. So therefore, avaydosa va'ira shaloi vishas kadoshav la'yiya, this is a poil yaitze from the schus hakrave that he has. Since he has a schus hakrave, he has a schus in the basa va'ira. And this would be very good. We mentioned yesterday the machlokes, the Rashba and Rashi, but the taich is avodoso. Rashi says avodoso, schar avodoso, the hainu psoro. So fakir, the Rashi seems to say clearly that the schus achilas boso is schar avodoso. This is schar for the avodah. This is a poil yaitzeh from the schus avoide. So memele, that would seem Rashi would learn like this oifen. We mentioned that Rashba says a different taichin avoidoso. Avoidoso does not mean schar avoidoso. It means that the kahanim oichlem ubailem miskaprim. So the etzem achilas hakobin is avoide. This avoide is nimsa to the balakobim, so here we could say it is not necessarily dependent on the schus akrove. There are two dine avoided. There's avoides akrove and avoides achile. And beishas kadoshav layu, since this below, he's the balakobim, so, and he's a kohen, so he has this right to have the schus ayachila and the schus to take the oil. Now the Bereise explains these two halachas. Keitzad im hoya balmum noisno lekoyin shebo isay mishmo vavaydoso vaoiro sheloi. So now the Bereise says, though there are two girsois. So what if he is about, let us see the Girse, and Rashi says, Kach Shamati, I heard this Girse. So according to this Girse, it says if the Kain is a Balmum, so Naisna lekain shabaisa mishma. He has to give it to any, he has to give it to the mishma. That means he does not have schusei hakrove, because he's a balmum. So he gives it to the mishma. The mishna has schusei hakrove. Ba'avidosa va'ira shaloi. But legabi the schus achilas basa and the schus lachlek ba'irais, le'kachasasayir, that schus he takes ba'ira shaloi. So, according to this girse, it is muchach that the schus achilas basa and the schus ahayir is not dependent because he is a schus akrove. Because here it says that Balmum does not have a schus akrove. Ba'af al pikein, the basar and the air is shaloi. That's according to this girse. And the Rashba asks on Rashi from this girse. The Rashba asks, how could you say that avidosa means schar avidosa? This girse says clearly, not like that. It says that a koyin balmum, who is not capable of being makriv the korban, he has a schus achilas basa. So we see the schus achilas basa is not schar avedosa, the schar for the korban, because he's a labar akrove, and he still eats the basa. So therefore the Rashba is machia from this girse, which we have in the Gemara, that avidosa is not schar avidosa. Avidosa means the avidas achila. And so there are two dinim, that a bala kolben has the schus of the akrove, and he has a schus of the avidas achila, if he's a koyim. And if we have a koyim balmum, even though he doesn't have a schus in the akrove sakolben, he has a schus in the achila sakolben. That's how the Rashba is machia from this girse. Rashi brings down this girse kach shamati. Then Rashi says, loshin acher garsinon. And I heard this girse. But Rashi held, loshin acher garsinon means that, but it's not, I heard this girse, but the correct girse is that loshin acher garsinon avoida va'ira la'anshe mishmo. They get it. So it's very good. So then Rashi l'shitosa, avoide means schara avoide. So memele, since this koyim balmum is not a bar akrove, so he has no schusim in the achilas akoban also. So the girse is, avoide vaira la'anshe mishmo. This is according to Rashi. Rashi learns pshat in the taich of avoidosa. Now, let us go further. V'imhoya zokein oichayla. What if we have a kain that was a zokein oichayla? Noisna l'chol kain sheyirtze. Here, the din is, he's not mechuyev to give it l'kain shabayisai mishmo. He can give it l'chol kain sheyirtze. So what does Rashi say? And we'll see later the Gemara says, "Ve'eini roi la'achila." So we have a koyin that is roi. This is the opposite of a balmum. Here we have a koyin that is roi la'avoid, is not roi la'achila. We'll see later how this is possible. Noisna la'akriv l'chol koyin sheyirtze. Dohoyu dohu chosi la'avoid, motzi l'shav yishliach. We mentioned that Vayakov brings an idea view that's not of Sashlich as the Kedin. It's since he's a Bailam and the Akrov is a Kodin, he's a Koyin, B'chol Avos Navshe, he's a Bailam and the Akrov, so he can be the man whoever he wants to make the Akrov. Motzi L'Shav Yishliach. V'avoidoso V'oiro L'Anshe Mishmo. In the Avoide, in the Oiro, is La'anshe Mishma. Now, let us try to understand this aloha. So here we have a Koyin who is a Bar Avoide and a La Bar Achila. Rashi says, V'niroi La'achila. So it says, so the Achila is is the Mishmah has a right. The Achila and the Oyer goes to the Anshei Mishmah. So now, if we learn that there are two distinct schusim, a koyin balakovn is a schus akrove and a schus achila. So here he's a lav bar achila, so he doesn't have a schus achila, so he's out of the picture. He's out of the picture. So mamela, the anshei mishmo have the schusay achila. If we will learn that the schusay achila are a poil yoytzei from the schus akrove, so here, lechayre, we have a shtickle problem. This koyin zokein, he has a schus akrove. Afal pika, we have to say, but he can't get the schus aschila because he's a labar achila. That means even though it's a poil yoitza, he's entitled to a schus achila. But if he's not royal achila, he doesn't get the schus achila. So memele, so therefore, that's why this din is that the achila goes la'an shemishma. So that is the second halacha. Now the Gemara wants to understand how do we have such a hechetimtzim that he's a bar avoided, not bar achila. How do we understand these two things? Haizokin oichayla hechidomi. Ida motzi ovid avoide. If he's capable of doing the avoide, so he's not such a, he's still functioning. He can do the avoide. So lechayre the Gemara held the Madura Basra says if he can do the avoide, Mr. He can eat it also. I mean, he's not so old yet. He's a bar avoide, so Mr. He can eat it also. So avoidosa boira nami to have the days. He's a bar achila also. Ve'idaloi motzi ovid avoide. And if he's so old that he can't do the avoide, and that's why he can't do the avoide and he can't eat. So shliach eichi mashve. So how can the zaken make a shliach? He can appoint whoever he wants to make the hakrove if he's allowed bar avoide. So it's like a balmum that we had before. A balmum cannot be memane someone else bimkoimai to do the hakrove since he's allowed bar hakrove. Omar Rav Pope, no, I'll tell you. That means this zaken echayle, he can do the avoide, but it's an avoide al yedei atchak. It doesn't come naturally, but it's al yedei atchak. Is therefore that why we split the hair? Avoide dechi ovid lay al yedei atchak avoide. Avoide al yedei atchak is Hashem avoide. Umash vishliach, so he can make a shliach, he can bemane someone else, it's called his abar avoide. So therefore he can make a shliach bimkoimoi to do this avoide. Achila dechiyocha yedei atchak achila gasehi, but an achila yedei atchak is already Hashem achila gasehim. Achila gase lav klum, an achila gase does not have Hashem achila in ganzen. Mishimachi avoidoso va'oiro la'anshe mishmo. So that is why the avoide and the oir is la'anshe mishmo. Let us see Rashi. Avoidoso va'oiro la'anshe mishmo dekiven de lechozo la'achile lo'imashvi shliach la'achile. So he can't be appoint someone tachto because he's lechozo la'achile. Achila kaso shenafshoi kotzebo. That means it's disgusting. The achila, it doesn't have a teiras achila. There's no hanoas achila. It's the opposite of hanoas achila. It's nafshoi kotzebo. Let us see Taisvis. Dechi ovid aide atchak avoide. So the Gemara says that an avoida, yedei etchak is called an avoida. Deloi matzinu bekahanim psul bishonim. There's no psul bishonim. So memele, so we can have a zokein who can be pretty old and he still can be a bar avoida, even though it goes with difficulties. אל דנוס נוחחומים שיר עד שירסס בקושות יוטס בקוף שייכתם. That says if he trembles, his feet trembles, hand trembles, so then Pidrabonon he's possible to do the Abayde. Achila gaso lav klumi, so the Gemara says Achila yedei atchak has a din of an Achila gase, and it means if he has difficulty in eating it, so it seems that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave taivas achila that one should eat, and if one has difficulties in eating, so then it falls into the category of achila gase, and it doesn't have a taivas achila. So Taisva says, the Bach is a Mapik lore shlokish ba'achaylitz. This din shlokish learns out in perik achaylitz. Achila gase loishmo achila. Vekoma, and reshlokish says over there, ha'ichal achila gase b'yem ha'kipurim poto miloisoune. That he's poto, that since this is, he's a mo'une already. This, the lav is Leisone, the Nefesh Hashem Leisone, but Taisus Vakel, this is not the Hepach of Inui, this is also an Inui. Doesn't have any Anos Achille, so therefore, he's Potter from Chorus. Aber Bekitzel, Hayoitze Mizeh, Taisus brought the Gemara Nachoilet, to tell us that Reish Lokish was the one that was Mechadish, Achille Gase, Leishmo Achille. Vim taima, the beperek misha omar hareini nozer vishoma, this perek, kabihod omar rabba barbachona brabiechnen maider siv, ki yeshorim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubom, upoishim yikoshlubom. So Rabiechnen said, what is this posik speaking about darchei Hashem, that it, These drachim tzadikim yelchu bom apoyshim yikoshel bom. Moshe l'shnei b'nei odo, shetzolu pischei. They both of them roasted the korban Pesach. Echad ochloi l'shem mitzveh, ve'echad ochloi l'shem achila gase. Ze she'ochloi l'shem achila gase, upoyshim yikoshel bom. So memele yehere the same mehudadike korban Pesach, but the one who ate the achila gase is poishim yikoshlobo. Oma lei Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Roshe karisa lei. A person who eats an achila gase, you call a Roshe. Lehei de lo yovad mitzvah min amufchal, not a mitzvah min amufchal, abo mitzvah mi yovad, but he did a mitzvah. Mashme the yotze yedei chayva. It's not a mitzvah min amuvcha. I say what seem from Taisves. Avay pesachim samach lamincha. One should not eat. She should eat l'tayovay. So if a person chbeis is eating an achila gase, so it's not l'tayovay. It's not a mitzvah min amuvcha. But you call him a roshe. That was Reish Tekash of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So l'chayre would seem from Reish Lakish that achila gase has a hilchus achila, not a mehudadik achila, but it has a hilchus achila. And here, Reish Lakish is the one that said that achila gase lav klumi, the mekayer of this din. Now Gemara also says it's not, doesn't have a shem achila in Gansen. So memela, what is the kasha that Reish Lakish is asking on Rabbi Yochanan? That's Taisvis kasha. Mashme de yotzo yedei chayva. So Taisus says three terutzim. V'yesh loyma, the hosam loykama de yotzo, elo de loy mikri roshe. So Taisus says, the Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish only said, roshe kerisa loy, heid loy ovid mitzvah min amuvcha, mitzvah miya ovid. He did a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah min amufcha. You can't call him a roshe. He was lo yotze yedei mitzvah. He was lo yotze yedei chayve. He's not Yotze. So what is Pshat? What is Pshat in Taisvitz? So the Dvar Yaakov says Amurdike Pshat, and the Memesin says Taisvitz in Arvei Psochim, but he's Mamtik a little bit at Taisvitz. Taisvitz in Arvei Psochim says Amurdike Yisod. That there's a mitzvah of Akrovas HaPesach, and there's a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Now, if a person was makrev a Pesach and did not eat the korban Pesach, he was makayim mitzvah hakrove. The achil is not ma'akev the hakrove, makayim mitzvah hakrove, but mitzvah achila he wasn't makayim. Number one, right? Then he says, in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Eidos we paskin a rosha. Is only called someone who's over a issa sheyesh be malchus oikores. So Memela, that was the kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, poishim yikoshel bom yikolam aroshe. Nehei loyovid mitzvah min hamuvcha. That means, the mitzvah of Pesach is saidak roven saidachil. Look. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa, but mitzvah is not chayiv kores. He was mekayim the mitzvah of akrovas haPesach. So memela mitzvah miyovit. He was mekayim mitzvah akrove, and the achil is not ma'akiv the akrove. That's what Taisa says in Psachim. The achil is not ma'akiv the akrove. So he brought a korban Pesach. He's not chayiv kores. The mitzvah sachili wasn't mekayim, so memela, but don't call him a peshaya, don't call him a roshe. That was the kasha that Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Boy, now the second teretz of Taisvitz, perhaps holds that, either we're talking about mitzvah sachila over there, or we're talking about or maybe mitzvah sachila is ma'akiv the korban Pesach. So now we have a problem. So if mitzvah sachila is ma'akiv the korban Pesach, sachila gase is not an achila. The Tais is va'oy da hosam le'mayri ba'oich le'achila gase mamish. Doesn't mean he ate achila gase. Elo kloima shein oich lo'i l'shein Pesach. He's not eating it l'shein Pesach. Ela kedei liyoy saveya, he's eating it l'shem sviya. Teida d'lekoma achila gasa, ela l'shem achila gasa. So what does Taisvah say? So Taisvah, what's the second shot in Taisvah? Second shot in Taisvah is that he ate it. He ate it a normal achila. It's not, he ate an achila in Hilchas achila, it's not called achila gasa. But he ate it, not l'shem mitzvah. He ate it l'shem achila gasa. He wanted a, not l'shem mitzvah, l'shem achila gasa. So, memela, so, fine. Frekte to the Yemen. Reish Hashanah, the Bar Shmuel and Psochem brings down this to the Yemen. To the Yemen asks, the machlokes in Arvei Psochem if by a mitzvah sachila they say mitzvah sriches kavone. By achila they say also mitzvah sriches kavone. Reish Lakish shows that afilo by achila mitzvah sriches kavone. That's what Reish Lakish shows. Frekta to Reyevin, so in Bazoi, Taisus holds if he's not mekayim mitzvah sachila, then Reish Lakish wouldn't have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That's the second test. So Taisa says, no, it was a good achila, but it wasn't mechavel l'shem achilas pesach. Frekta to Reyevet. So according to Reish Lakish, if you're not mechavel l'shem achilas pesach, you'll mitzvah sriches kavone. And he wasn't mechavel l'shem achilas pesach, so he wasn't mechavel the mitzvah. So what is pshat in Reish Lakish's kasha? Hey, do the ovid mitzvah min amuvcha, mitzvah mi ovid. He didn't do a mitzvah. You hold mitzvah sriches kavon, and he didn't eat l'shem pesach. He ate l'shem achila gas. As if the Turi Yevon akashe, the Turi Yevon says, I'm moiridik eteret. Mitzvah says like this. The halacha of mitzvah tzrichas kavone means it was said as follows. For example, a person goes and eats matzah leil Pesach. He's not eating it l'shem mitzvah achilas matzah. Now, there is no, let's say, there are 10 matzahs in front of me. Fine. I start eating the first matzah, not l'shem achilas matzah. So mehechetesi, this matzah should be for mitzvah's matzah. You want mechavan l'shem mitzvah. You're eating matzah. This matzah does not have to be matzah's mitzvah. You can be kai matzah's mitzvah with a second matzah, with a third matzah. This matzah does not have to be, you don't have to be yaitza with this matzah. You can be yaitza with any matzah. So memele, there Reish Lakish holds, if you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, it's not called an achilas mitzvah. You have to think, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah, and it's called achilas mitzvah. And if you don't think l'shem mitzvah, it's not called achilas mitzvah. But he says, let us speak about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, let's talk about the last kezayis. Let's say he had only one kezayis to eat from the Korban Pesach. Now, the mitzvah of achilas Pesach can only be niskayim with this kezayis. He's a monui on this Pesach. He has one kezayis to eat. So the only way he could be mekayim the mitzvah is by eating this kezayis. By such a mitzvah that mitzad the etzem maisa achila, it can only be yoitza only with this kezayis. So then there's a din of stomach. Afilu without kavone. So he's eating the kezayis, that this is the only kezayis that the mitzvah can be niskayim with. So memele, so afilu without kavone, we say it is ushay mitzvah. That means if this pu'ula is not necessary to be a pu'ula shal mitzvah, a person has 20 matzahs in front of him, and now he's eating the first kezayis of matzah. Is there a hechech that this should be the achilas matzah shal mitzvah? There's no hechech. It can be, I can eat tamazay matzah later, I'll eat matzah shal mitzvah. So memele, if there's no hechech that this should be an achilas mitzvah, it does not become an achilas mitzvah unless you think I'm doing it l'shem achilas mitzvah. That's the svar of Reish Lakish. Mitzvah tzriches kavon. It's not automatic. I'm eating matzah, and there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, so putting two and two together, so it becomes that this is an achilas mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah, you're eating matzah, but it's not muchach that this achilas, the achilas mitzvah. You can eat stamazay matzah, and the mitzvah is actually sky with a second matzah. So automatically it doesn't become an achilas mitzvah, unless you think I'm eating the shay mitzvah. That's Reish Lakish, those mitzvahs sriches kavonim. But if the mitzvah can only be niskayim with this kezayis, that means there's no, either you'll have the mitzvah, you won't have the mitzvah. If this won't be the mitzvah page, you won't have the mitzvah. So it is muchach that the mitzvah has to be niskayim with this kezayis. So then I say that, so you don't need a beferish kavone l'shem mitzvah. Don't need a beferish kavone l'shem mitzvah because the etzem achila is moira that is being eaten l'shem mitzvah because we can only be mekayim mitzvahs achilas Pesach only with this kezayis. So here you don't need, there's no din mitzvah schichas kavone. Like the Buska, like the Treyevin says, just like by kochim stoma lishma. That means, he don't have to think lishma. If I'm writing a get, I have to think, I want to write l'shem gerish. And because who says that this has to be, that this document has to be l'shem gerish? I can write a second get. So this doesn't have to be l'shem gerish, unless I think l'shem gerish. I'm toive tzitzis lishma. Who says that this has to be tzitzis? But if I'm shechting a korban, this is a korban. So it has to be geshochten l'shem korban. That means the korban mitzad atzmoy is mechayiv that the shechita should be l'shem shechitas Shechitas HaKofen, because it's a Kofen. There's no two alternatives. If there's no two alternatives, so then you don't need a Beferish HaKavona to say why this is being done. Kofen, there's no two alternatives. Why to Shecht HaKofen? A Kofen has to be geschaffen L'shem Kofen. Achatas is B'shach L'shem Chatas. So there's a Din Stom Elishma. You don't need a Beferish HaKavona. So Memele, if there's another alternative, so then you need a Beferish HaKavona to think, I'm doing this L'shem Mitzvah, even though it's not necessary. I can do something else L'shem Mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein, by the Kofen Pesach, because you only money on one Kofen Pesach, and this is the last Kezayis of the Kofen Pesach, and this I'm not eating L'shem Pesach. So here, Reish Lakish held it's not Kefelech, because here you don't need a Kavone L'shem Pesach. The Maisa speaks for itself that it is being eaten L'shem Pesach, because this Kezayis has to be eaten L'shem Pesach. There's no other Kezayis. That's what the Turiyeva wants to say. Then Taisus wants to say, there's two types of Achilas Gases. And Taisus in Nave Psochim explains it, Rabbeinu Tam. There's an Achilas Gase, Shenavshoi Kotze Milechel. It's disgusting. He can't eat. Every bite is nafshe kotze milech. V'yesh achila gase she'enei mis'avolech. Doesn't have any appetite. Ach yesh potam. But it tastes good. I don't have an appetite. Shteit beten reshoim techsa mishlei. So the Goyin says, the Shoyim are missing another, they'd love to eat and eat and eat, but they don't have a second stomach. The stomach is full. But Al Kaponim, it's shaykh to be full, and I'd like to eat more. And I have a taiva to eat more, but, Al Kaponim yesh botam. Shaini misavolech. Oh, here it says he's full, he doesn't have a taiva to eat. Ach yesh botam. So memele, and that's why he says, "Vod the Pesach nechal ala soiva, aye, Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva, aynu shemisava lechel k'tas." But he has a little type. So now Taisus made three categories. The Kofen Pesach has to be eaten, because they have to understand these three hagdoras. There's one Indian that l'chatchila the Pesach is nechal on the soiv. That means you're not too hungry. You're not too hungry. Not eating it because you're famished. No. You're pretty zat, but you still misave lechel k'tas. That's the l'chatchila the ka'ifin, how to eat a Kofen Pesach. There's a person, he's not misave lechel, but it's not kotze boy. It's yesh botam. So this person, Lemaisis considers Mekayim mitzvahs, this is called an achila. It's called an achila. And then there's an achila she'odom kotzeboy. There's achila she'odom kotzeboy. So Taisus says, so Taisus answers like as follows. That was Reish Lakish said in Yevamos. That was Reish Lakish said in Yevamos, that achila gasa loishma achila. That means an achila she'odom kotzeboy. Fine. That's what Reish Lakish is asking on Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a mitzvah min amuvchal, but mitzvah mi yekayim. He's speaking about that it's not kotzer. Frek the Taisus Yom HaKippurim, Masechtas Yumes, he says he doesn't understand Taisus. He says, so Taisus is saying like this, if a person ate an achila shekotzer boy, then Reish Lakish understood very well. Rabbi Yochanan said the Pasuk is speaking about Poshim Yekoshel, but she ate an Achila Gase. So Reish Lakish understood, I mean Achila Gase, that it's not Kotze. Who tells you that that's Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan means that it's Kotze. So what's next to Akash and Rabbi Yochanan? The Taisus Yom HaKippur says doesn't understand Taisus Teretz. I mean, if Reish Lakish is also Moide, that there's an Achila Gata that he's called a Peshaya. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about. That's this kasha the Tosi Yom Kippurim asks. Let us go further. Oma Rav Sheshes Im Hoya Koyin Tomei Bekolben Tzibur. Now we had so far these two halachas that a Koyin has the privilege to do the avoid in any mishmo, and he also has the privilege of the achilas boso and the schus and the oil. Im hoya koyen tomei bekolben tzibo. Speaking about a kolben tzibo, let's make it interesting because we're talking about achilas. Let's say speaking about the chatois that we bring by the yomim toivim. So this is a korban tzibur, and the kohen was tamei, and the Tosfos Chid explains, and he was zoiche with a pious that he will be zoiche to do the avoda on this soil. Fine. So, but he's a kohen tamei. So now Rav Sheshe says, im hoya kohen tamei bekorban tzibur. Naisna l'chol mi sheyirtze. So we'll see soon that he's capable of being makrib. This Kayin Tomei is capable of being makrib a korban tzibur. Is naisna l'chol mi sheyirtze, so he can choose whoever he wants to shecht to do the avoda on this korban, because he's a bar avoda. But when it comes to the achile, so then he's not capable of eating, like we had before by Zokin and Achile. So then the anshe mishma will have the schusi achile. He doesn't have any dais on who should eat it. Frekte gemore hechidomi. I don't understand. Ide ike tahirim in the mishma. Are there tahirim also? Tmeim mimotzi avdi. So how could he do the avoda if in the mishma there are tahirim and tmeim? We'll see. The Tosfos explains Agamor is going to be called tume dchuye betzibo. That means that the whole heter to bring a korban tzibo betume is if you don't have an eitze itir bekushi. So then they will matter. To be makab a korban tzibur betume. But if they are tahirim, so there's no need and necessity to be makab a yedei tmeim. So then a tamei has no right whatsoever to be makab. So ide ikar tahirim, tmeim imotzi yovdi. How can he do that boy? He says, a bar boy, the kiman ashliach. Vide leka tahirim, and if you'll say, there are no tahirim, that the whole mishmar is a mishmar of tmeim. Avaydosa va'ira l'anshe mishmar. So, how can they eat the basa? A tmeim ninu. V'leimotzi ochli, they can eat. That means the holding of tumah hutra b'tzibah is only l'gabi the avaydus akrobe. You're allowed to do avayde b'tumim, but you're not allowed to eat b'tumim. So, m'man of shech, if there's tahirim, how can it be? Why is he considered a bar avoda? And if there's no tahirim, so who eats what shall the mishma eat? Amarove eimo lebale mumim tahirim shebaisei mishma. No, it means as follows. A proper means that they were tahirim in the mishma bale mumim. That means all the tmimim were all tmeim. So memele, the avoda was only, there was no tahirim to do the avoda. So memele, so then we say, tumetruye betzibo. But when it comes to the achile, so they can't eat, and the balei mum is mutter to eat, is chaylik b'achile. So memele, that is the case of Rav Sheshes. Let us see Rashi. Im hoya koin shall a mishma tomei, viyesh loy korban tzibur lakrib. He is a korban tzibur lakrib. נייסנאי לחלקאין שירצה, תהייל דהו רוי להקריבוי, היק איזרוי תבי מקרבי, תהקול בנציבו דוי חסתומה, שליח נמי מוציאו וציקן מממנס המנוס במקיימוי, קול בנציבו בו בתומה, ואין אינכו בתומה, בקיץ הצוילו. So the Gemara says, I deike teurem bahu mishmo, tmei mi motzi ovdi, vikiven the loy motzi ovdi, shliach eichi mashvi. Now Gavuche, the previous Rashi is a very yisoidistic Rashi. Rashi says, I deike teurem bahu mishmo. So it seems from Rashi, what if there is no teurem in that mishmo? But there's Tahirim in another Mishma. There's Tahirim in another Mishma. So Memele, then the Gemara wouldn't have a Kasha. The Gemara would not have a Kasha. How can they do Betumim? So Vaisis from Rashi, Merdike Chiddush, at the din that Tumet Chuyah Betzibo, if it's Efshay Day Tahirim, you have to do it Ay Day, that's after Tahirim from this Mishma. That was Efshetet from 23 other Mishmores, that's irrelevant. This week, this Mishma is officiating, and if this Mishnah are all Tmeyim, so Memele, that's a din Tuma, Merdike Chiddush, that's a din Tuma Hutra Betziba, Tchuyi Betziba, and I don't even hate it. These are the Kahanim which are officiating this week to do the Avodah, there's not one Kohen Toya. So the Gemara says Labali, Mumin Tahir, Mischalekes, the Kaimalon, Ish Chaylek, Rafalo Balmun, Bekedushin, the Bemenoches. Zogt Taisvis, Labali, Mumin Tahir, Taima, Vaira, Amai Havie, Labali Mumin. Now, this is a very interesting Taisvis. Taisvis, Lechera is asking a very innocent kasha. Taisvis is asking that the emerson, the makrivim, are tmeim. I mean, it's tume, tchuyim, but, oh, we skipped the, let's learn the previous Taisvis. Idi ketoirim tmeim imotzi ovdi. Rav Sheishes porich, the shamina leila Rav Sheishes, the Amar Pei Kama the Yume Tume Duchuye Betzibo. That's why the Gemara is Takashe. Rav Sheis Lushitose. Beika Tmeyim Atayim Leimotzi Avdi Tmeyim. Diki the Polikosam Ve'oma the Tume Hutra Betzibo. Afilika Tmeyim Atayim Leimotzi Avdi Tmeyim. Now the whole Kashe was only according to Rav Sheis Lushitose. Here we have a member of Rav Sheis. Rav Sheis says in Yume Tume Duchuye Betzibo. Lebalei mumim tahirim, teima, va'oira amai havye lebalei mumim. So Taisvis asks as follows. That means, that is clear, that the, let us not, when we talk about when the anshei mishma, evaschus achile in a kolben, so that's, I mean, there's chus achille, not their korban. There's chus achille since they're makrivei korban. So, memele, they have a chus in the achilles korban. I mean, whoever does roi lavoide, so here's a chus in the achilles korban. Right. Now, we're speaking about that they were, all the tmimim were tmei. Fine. So the makri, so then this kohen who was zeichen the pious, he's from the makrivei Yaakov. So memele, so he's right to do the avoda. Now theoretically, so he should have the schus and the achilas boser and the oil. So that's right, but he can't have a schus and the achilas boser because he's a tameh. Tameh is not a deep kosher. So fine. So he doesn't have a schus achil in the boss. So he doesn't have a schus in the mele. The balei mumim, who are not makrivi akom, there's no one else to eat the kom. So they'll eat the kom. Then the mishma, they'll eat the kom. But the oyer, why isn't he entitled to take the oyer of the kom? The Eir has nothing to do with Atami. Atami can also take the Eir. And he's entitled to, he's the makrib of the Kolben. The makrib of the Kolben is entitled to the Eir. He's entitled to Achilosa, but he's a lava Achila. But why can he take the Eir? Tema v'oira amai havi labali mumim, etc. Rav Sheshi says, avidos v'oira la'an shei mishmo, which are the bali mumim. That's Taisvis Kasha. So it's a very Pasha to Kasha. The Teres Chaim asks, there's a mission in Zvochim that says, Kol she'ein lo'i bebosor, ein lo'i bo'er. If he doesn't have a schus in the bosor, he doesn't have a schus in the oil. So my mail is, what's Taisvis Kasha? I mean, it's enough in the mission. Kol she'ein lo'i bebosor, ein lo'i bo'er. So now we have to understand Taisvis Kasha. So what's the Kasha? Kol she'ein lo'i bebosor, ein lo'i bo'er. So now we'll understand Hagoy Sagro, was the going on this Taisvis. Bale Mumim Atsef Adibo Muska the base Chelke Agula, some of the parentheses, the Mochkoi. I am Beteris Chaim of the Lake of Neishua. So the going held like the Teris Chaim's Kashi. That's the Teres Chaim is that we have a cloud called Shaine Bebosar, Aine Boyer. I just want to say Pshat in Taisvis Kasha, Taisvis very well knew the Mishnah. There it means as follows. If those who are eating the Bosar are Roy Lavoide, so they're entitled to the Bosar Boyer. Because the roi lavoide some emela kosh eini bebosa eini boyer, but the tmeim over here are roi lavoide, and the bale mumim are not roi lavoide. That what the bale mumim eat the bosa is like the pasul nation. There's no one to eat the bosa some emela, so they eat it. But al koponim. Here there's no such halacha. That means if someone has a schus in the bosa and he's a bar avoide, some emela, then someone else can get a chelik in the oir. His right in the bosa is machi that he has a right in the oir also. But over here, Taisvis said the balei mumim, the chlal don't have a schus in the bosa, they're not roi lavoide. No, since there's no other kahanim, they get the bosa. But the oil, the tmimim who are tmeim, should get a schus in the oil. They should overweigh, because they're more choshuv in the oil than the bale mumim. Amar Avash, im hoya kain godol oino. Abashi says such a case. What is if you had a coin? We are also saying halachas where we split the dinei hakrove and the dinei achila. Im hoya kain godol oinam noisna lechol kain sheyirtze. So if the kain godol was an oinon, Rashi says im hoya kain godol oinon v'yesh loy kol ben atzmai lahakri. We have a Kohen Gadol, who is he has his own Kolben. So Memele, he outs his own Kolben, so that's a Dinah Boa Kohen. I mean, he's not worse than any other Kohen, so he has a Schus HaKrove to be Makrev. Now he doesn't want to be Makrev, so he's not Meshubet to the Mishmo. Nice no lechol Kohen sheyilz. But the avoid in the oira is la'anshe mishma. Let us see what Rashi says. Im hoye kain godol oino, v'yesh le'kol ben atzme la'akrib, noisno l'chol kain sheyirtze, the kivin the kohen gadol makrib einon, a kohen gadol is permitted to be makrib and einon, mashvina mishliach. So he can make a shliach. Then that's the same. Diba the bach sadach kamas chadiba vaydos of oigalad shem mishmo. To who ain't iroi lachlik? Hilkach shliach nami le motzi mashve. A same diba. Acha kach mas chadiba makrev oinon. Now this way I'm now the chsiv. Ove vime lo yitame. I mean, amigdash lo yitze. I meis ove vime dava oinon. Velohochim migdushosoi lo yitze vlo yichalu. Kloima. Davidosoi sheyavei ba'aninus leiteschalo ha'acher edyed shloyotzachilo. So now, so we have here three things. We have Abba Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avodah. Makrevoina can make a shliach. Avidosoi ba'ir olan shemishma is not roi lachloik, so he can make a shliach. And then Rashi says he can do an avodah. Because a kohen gadol is makavoin. Ve'ein echoylek lechol erev kshitistalek aninis. Aninis laila darabono. Aninis deraisa ela yoyma misa dechsiv achisuk yoyma. Armei merilso yoymech. Edo bol koponim. Since he's alav bar achila. Noin ez altiv kochim. So memele. So it goes to the Anshe Mishma. It's a law barachil. It goes to the Anshe Mishma. Frechte Gemore, Maike Mash, Malon Tanine. So what is Rav Ashi telling us? I mean, these are all Poshet Halochis. We learned, Kain Godel Makriboinan, Vein Oichel Lechol Erev. So Memele, so the Cheshbin is a mathematical Cheshbin. That he's a bar avoide, he's not a bar achila. So memele, he can be memana someone to do the avoide on his korban, but he can eat it. So Moshe Salkadai Tachamin ki chasach monalei the kohen gadol the kruvehu, aber l'shavi shliach leimotzi mashve kamash melo. So l'cher I think pshat in the Moris Teretz is as follows. That this koyach, this capability, that a koyin who's a bar avoide can be memane someone else to do the avoide, since he's a bar avoide, could be, that is by every koyin. A koyin that's a bar avoide, he can be memane, that means so he has a bailus, a schus to do the avoide. So memele, so he can be memane someone else. That what a kohen gadol is makrev oinon, I would have a havamine, but this is napshat. I mean, an oinon is a lav bar akrove. No. The chos rachmon alei the kohen gadol the kruvik. The Torah said, if you're an oinon, you could be makrev. But not that he becomes a bar akrova. He is a heter akrova. But not that he is a psabailus an akrova to be memana someone else. So memele, the heter akrova is only a heter that if he wants to be makrev, he could be makrev. But to say he's a bar akrova, that he's bekoyach to be mana others, I would think, leimotzi mashve, avoshov yishliach, leimotzi mashve. Is Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Rav Ashi. Exactly, I don't know Pshat what the Kamash Malon is. If the Kamash Malon is that even though it's Chos Rachmon Le the Kohen Gadol Le Kruvi, that's what it is, it's not more than that. But Al Kaponim, after the Chos Rachmon Le, he has a Koyach Lahakrib, so that is sufficient to give him a Koyach to be Maman to someone else. Or maybe Taki, he's considered a full-fledged bar hakrova. A kohen gadol, there's no dinyaninis by him legabi hakrova. About Kabbalah, that's the chiddush of Rav Ashi, that he's bekoyach to be mana acherim tachto. Tanina kohen gadol makrivoinon, the Gemara asked on Rav Ashi, we learned already that a kohen gadol makrivoinon, Fema amayle poch nami le Rav Sheshes, tanina tomei muta bekolbom tziba. So what is Rav Sheshes saying? Rav Sheshes also saying mamish the same thing. Look at the koyin tomei with a kolbom tziba. Let us just learn the next Mishnah. Agoizel asager, benish baloi. Umeis, areizem mishalem keren v'choymish l'kahanim, v'oshem l'mizbeich. Shenema v'im ein lo ish goyel l'hoshiv ha'oshem eilov. Ha'oshem that the nigzal. There's no yoyrish l'hoshiv ha'oshem eilov to return the keren. Ha'oshem amushav l'ashem l'koyin v'lvad ela kibur meshechapa b'yol. That's the first halach is a posik in the Torah. Hoya male es ha'kesev es ha'oshem. What is the din if you have someone stole from a ger, he's bringing, and the ger died, and Yemala Sakesev Es Oshem, Umeis, and now the Gazlan died, before he was able to give it to the Kahanim. Is a Kesev Yinos and Lebonov. So this Kesev will not go anymore to the Kahanim, his children Yashin the Kesev. For Ha'oshem Yira Ache Yistayiv V'yimocher V'yiplu Domov L'nedov. Let us see Rashi. Ha'yimalas Ha'kesev Ha'meis B'derech Ha'kesev Yinosin Labonov Shal Gazlan Nozoche Be'mimisis Ager. Really, in Hilchus Choshem Mishpot, when the Ger died and there's no Yoshim, so L'maise, so the Gazlan was Zoichem in a Hefke. Ela the boy lemeva da shove kechet have like kapora shvuos. Yes, the make a shovim als the kapora shvuos. If I have to so like a kapora given the mislay. But now there's no kapora. Since he died, so there's no kapora of the skerem b'chaimish. And ha'oshem yire, da ha'oshem shemeisa bolo, kaimelo lekamon kol shebachatos meisa ba'oshem roye. Chatos Meisa Baleo, so the Chatos is Meisa. And here, by Enoshim, it's Roya. The Roya, actually, you start to become a Balmum, and then you're paid it, and the money is Lunedova, the Shait Rois Kayetz HaMizbeach. That there were Pushkis, that the people used to donate money in these Pushkis, that they would, the money in these Pushkis, they purchased Oilus. When the Mizbeach was not too busy, so they purchased oil and started the Mizbeach Kisei to be busy with Kabonis. Boso Lashem, Boiris Lekahanim. Now let's see a shtika lagdome. Mishmeresh Yeyoriv, Rishoina, Lecholam Mishmeresh, Mishal Yedaya Achel. It was in the Choptal Mishmeresh, the first Mishmer was Yeyoriv, and the second Mishnah was Yedaya. Now let us see the Mishnah. Nosan akesev liyayoriv, v'oshem liyedaya. So that means he paid up the keren b'chaymish to the first mishmer. He did not bring the kolben yet. V'oshem liyedaya yotza. Because the din is, as long as you brought the keren b'chaymish first, you can bring the kolben. Oshem, what if he brought first the kolben liyayoriv, v'kesev liyedaya? So the din is like this. Im ki im kayim ha'oshem, if the Oshem is still around, yakrivu b'nei yedayi. B'nei yayoriv cannot be makriv the Oshem, because it can be makriv a kolben before the gezel is paid up. V'im loy, if the Oshem was nikrav already, is yachzev yovi Oshem acher. So then the gezel is to bring a second Oshem. Shemei v'gzei lachlei hevi ha'shomoy yotzo. Let us see Rashi. Yotzo, k'demeforish was, nosen agasu nosa kesel yayori v'mishmartoi, achakach nosen oshem liyedaye v'mishmartoi. Yotzo, k'deforish vozo, shamei v'gzeiloi, achlehei v'kob nashom ha-yotzo, v'ze zoche b'shaloi, v'ze zoche b'shaloi. So yayori v'zoich in the Kesef, and the Yedaya was Eich in the Oshem. Im Kiyim Oshem Yekrebei B'nei Yedaya. The Kansinu LaYoriv LaHarzer Oshem, the Shleikidin Ovid B'nei Yehoyoriv. They had no right to take the Kolben. The Kibbal Oshem Yikame Kesef. Uli Yedaya Lekalavikness Midi, they didn't do anything wrong. The Bemishma Didu Kabili, who was given to them the Kesef and their Mishma. Abuda the Polaga Brais, Bigmore, Masnis and Maida. We'll see Abuda speaking about a different case if someone from Yedaya took it Bemishma Shal Yayore. But if they took it Bemishma Shal Yedaya, they didn't do anything wrong. Nasin Akeran Lekahanim, Nachim Mishmaakim Lahakim Esa Osham, even though he didn't give the chaimish, and he has to give the chaimish, but the chaimish is not ma'akim the kapal.